back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, breaking news, a revelation. You know, this fellow Gableman, the former Supreme Court Justice who served one term, didn't run again because he wouldn't have won. Boss hired him at $11,000 a month out of your money, taxpayer money, to do a review of the election of 2020. Hire cops, is now as many as he wanted. Originally had three. They quit. Now he can hire more. They're going to go around. They're going to scare the hell out of poll workers in the state. That's what they're going to do. It just came out that he has taken some taxpayer-funded trips. He took a taxpayer-funded trip, you paid for it, to Arizona to observe the Cyber Ninja audit, the crooked Cyber Ninja audit. And there was a conference, which many of us, including me, did not realize was going to be put on by this Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy with the mustache. You know what I'm talking about? Mike Lindell, conspiracy theorist. Pro-Trump being sued by Dominion for lying about their machines, saying there was a secret portal in the back that changed Trump votes to Biden votes. That hurt Dominion sales. Dominion has a sterling reputation. It sells a lot of its machines in Europe for elections. And the irony is, in the United States, it sold them mostly in rural areas that Trump won, not in urban areas that he lost. But they went after him somehow. Mike Lindell was one of them. He's being sued for $1.3 billion. So he puts on a conference on how crooked the election was and how to do a Cyber Ninja audit. And guess what? Gableman, the guy here from Wisconsin that Voss hired, goes to it. He goes to it from this nut who's being sued for $1.3 billion. You know who else goes for it? Representative Tim Rathman of Campbellsport, who made that QAnon language allusion in one of his communications. And one of our Wisconsin election commissioners, Bob Spindell, there are only six of them. They determine all the election rules and rulings in the state. Three Democrats, three Republicans. He's one of them. And he went to this Mike Lindell conspiracy conference. He also, by the way, voted not to certify Biden as the winner of the election, and he also agreed to be a fake elector for Trump. If you remember, the electors are the people. We have eight congressional seats and two Senate seats, 10, so we have 10 electors. Whoever wins the election gets to select the electors. So the Democrats won, so Tony Evers has convened something, and 10 Democrats are made the electors to cast their votes for the winner of the election. The Republicans held a counter meeting in the conference room in the Capitol, and they picked 10 Trump electors right out of thin air. And one of them was Bob Spindell, who's on the election commission. And he went along with Gableman to this Mike Lindell conspiracy conference. And remember something, they sent to the Senate, the Trump people, that slate of 10 electors. Now, that's an official filing. That should have been scrutinized very heavily for the impropriety of doing that. All the criminal laws should have been reviewed. You send in a fake set of electors like that, that's a serious thing. And one of our election commissioners was one of the 10 fake electors. And the Supreme Court justice, who couldn't get reelected, he didn't run again because he knew he wouldn't be reelected, is the guy that's being paid 11 grand a month out of your money to go around the state with police officers, scare the bejesus out of poll workers. That's just not right. 11 grand a month. You know, they spend millions of dollars doing this kind of stuff. They do it on gerrymandering. Remember, they hired Mortera and Consovoy, the law firm, East Coast law firm, very, very big bucks. You know, 10 years ago, it cost several million dollars. This is out of our taxpayer money. Why are they permitted to do it out of our taxpayer money? They're trying to gin up fake maps, crooked maps, gerrymandered maps, sending people to Mike Lindell's conference, the Pillow Man. at your expense, that's just not right. That is flat out not right. But that is also what is happening. Well, here is a very sad fact. The Wolf Hunt, the DNR, there's this guy, Fred Prehn, outgoing chairman. His term expired May 1. He still stays on, still runs the board, still votes. So 5-2, they gin up a vote where they reject the DNR recommendation on the Wolf Hunt, and they double it. They double it. They double it. The DNR recommended that 230 wolves be taken in the fall hunt, and they are going to double it. Why are they doing that? How can they get away with doing that? Why is a guy who his term expired still the head of the board? Because there's a Supreme Court opinion decades ago under a different statute that said until his successor is confirmed by the state Senate, he can stay on for that interim period of time so that business can be taken care of. First of all, it was a different statute. That opinion doesn't apply. Secondly, that was an era when people presumed good faith of the legislature. In other words, even if it was a governor of the other party, you'll confirm him and you don't want a few weeks to go by when there's no guidance in the DNR. Here, the state Senate is just not putting it on the agenda. They will keep Fred Prehn in there for the full 4 years. They will reappoint him even though the Constitution doesn't give him that authority. This should be litigated. This should be litigated. Unfortunately, it's going to go to a Republican Supreme Court. Our courts and increasingly our administrative agencies outside of the elected governor are being taken over in a non-democratic process. What happened back in February, the DNR, the scientists said, we shouldn't have a wolf hunt. They're pregnant wolves. This is when they get pregnant. And what happened was a judge, a conservative right-wing judge, said, I know better. And many of the people that wanted the wolf hunt back then were out-of-state hunters. They wanted trophies. So he let them all swarm in. He let them all swarm in. And the February quota had been 119 wolves. They took 218 of them in 72 hours and had to be shut down. Now the DNR is concerned there won't be enough wolves for a hunt this fall. And they go, okay, well, we'll permit 130 wolves. And that gets essentially doubled by Fred Prehn, whose term expired on May 1. So the scientists in the DNR are not only not being paid attention to, some people showed up in front of Fred Prehn and said they wanted 500 wolves. I mean, there'd be some people that say we shouldn't have a number. Let's kill every wolf in the state. Fact is, there are some problems with livestock. I get it all. But let's let biologists at the DNR decide this stuff. Not a guy whose term expired and the Senate is simply not convening a confirmation session for his successor, and they're relying on a case that's decades old that said for a small period of time the old guy can stay on. Wolfman Jack is in there, do whatever he wants. No biologists need apply. It was a great show, great call-ins today. Really enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend coming up, coming to the end. You have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. My friend Earl Ingram, great show at 5 o'clock, great evening program. Great Saturday program tomorrow, capped off by Pizza Box Mike. My friend Pizza Box Mike, he thinks outside the pizza box, that's why he got his name. So Matt Flynn Direct, gonna be signing off for now. I'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.